Oh, yeah. Alison Moore. She's tired. That's The Rock and the Hill. We also heard Bonnie Raitt doing Ain't Gonna Let You Go from Slipstream. And we started the set with Charmaine Burnett, Am I the Same Girl? All right, it's time for me to say adieu to you and you and you. It's 1 o'clock straight up, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Crash Course for the Ravers is next. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. And at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for aging men. It's not an head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. If you have requests, you can call them 855-915-9636. I'll play them if I like them. We have Pete Cassini coming in here today from the Peasants. Around 2 o'clock, he'll do a set, an acoustic set of Peasant songs. And he says he has a new song about Bernie Sanders. So you don't want to miss that around 2 o'clock. But right now, I'm just going to be playing some cool stuff till then and requests. And hope you're with me. Here's the Breeders, Lord of the Thighs. We're MFO. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Well, not much. I wanted to hear some Blondie.
Yeah, what kind of Blondie you want to hear?
Atomic.
Atomic.
And,
the Atomic Punk!
To the beat. And then whatever else you...
Not my favorites, but I'll top it off with a... I'll top it off with Call Me, which I love.
Okay, that's cool.
We'll put a couple live ones in there, okay, Rosie?
Yay!
All right. You can do that, too. Call me up, 855-915-9636. And what's your favorite station, Rosie?
91.5 MFO.
Right on.
Everybody
sorry.
You gotta jump up for 2 feet up. Stand up for 1 feet up. But don't tip, 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 tap it. Do it even when you get it. Hey, you got a sweet tooth. And remember, stand up on your feet up. Don't tip, 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 tap it. Hey, you got a sweet tooth. And remember, sitting in the kitchen eating peanut butter. Yeah, you got it.
Take me out and show me off and put me on the scene. Dress me in fashions of the 1990s. You're a man, no in between. I know what your words can mean.
Some big live Blondie right there. Deborah Harry. Rosie didn't want, she said that it gets her pissed when people call Deborah Harry Blondie. And that's the name of the band, so. In case you live under a rock, the woman's name is Deborah Harry, lead singer for Blondie. 91.5 WMF. Oh, in Medford, here's a pretty cool request. Janice wanted to hear some Hawkwind. She said Masters of Reality. I think she means Master of the Universe, though, so that's what we'll give her. This song starts off really slow, so bear with it. 191.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, you can request too. 855-915-9636. We're also on Facebook, A Crash Course for the Ravers.
Thank you.
through it. Star 91.5 MFO with the neighborhoods there. Yes, not Aerosmith, but Brad Whitford was joining them. If you heard, that's what he was saying, something to Brad Whitford. And what have we been listening to? Started the day off with the Breeders. It's funny, we ended that long group of songs off with an Aerosmith song that they're not singing, The Neighborhoods, and we started with The Breeders doing Lord of the Thighs, so just kind of ended up that way, pretty funny. And Aerosmith themselves, yeah, they were great in the 70s, but they really disenchanted me in the 80s, didn't they? So we started with Breeders, Lord of the Thighs. We did do Aerosmith, No More, No More, from the Toys in the Attic album. Toys in the Attic, you can't go wrong. Blondie, we had A Block of Blondie for Rosie with Eat to the Beat, Atomic, and Call Me. Hawkwind, Masters of the Universe, and it's just Master of the Universe. That goes out to Janice. Motorhead with No Class. We also heard Bastards of the Young, The Replacements, going out to Pete, who's on his way in. I expect him to call any minute now. And The Neighborhoods. I'm going to play a couple of friends of the show right now. This is Lucretia's Daggers, The Horrors of Retail.
Why do they ask? spaceship. You're welcome to join us on a magical trip. It's really a card at IKEA. A card at IKEA? Indian girls from outer space. Indian girls from outer space. Indian girls from outer space. They're named a Pearl and Megan. Check it out, the knickknacks. Can't wait for the delicious snacks. Doing 360s with the card. Gonna buy some abstract art. Swedish meatballs. Fish toothpaste. They've been on this voyage for 7 hours, shopping for a 900 square foot space. At a counter at IKEA. At a counter at IKEA. Bacon pan. FB Jerpin is a shelf or a wall. The Lat Joe Bat Cake has been recalled.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Ooh. 91.5 WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
shining glass.